Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning to our scripture in Romans again that we've been looking? In Romans, the 8th chapter, we've been talking about the Spirit-led life. The Spirit-led life. And for weeks now, we've been studying the person of the Holy Spirit, how He leads, how He guides. Not long back, we read the book of Acts, because we as a church are reading the Bible through together, and everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every Monday through Friday. Am I right or am I absolutely right? Everybody in Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day. And we read through the book of Acts and we saw how the Holy Spirit was so real to them. I mean, virtually every page, the Spirit said this, or the Spirit said that, or the Spirit directed to do this or that. The Spirit forbade them to go, led them to go. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost. He was very real to them, and they depended on Him and cooperated with Him and yielded to Him. How many realize we have the same Spirit? Yeah. We're part of the same church, supposed to live the same kind of glorious Spirit-led life. Hallelujah. From the time you open your eyes in the morning to the time you go to bed and in the middle of the night, aware of His person, aware of His leading and dealing and teaching, prevented from mistakes again and again and again. Start to do something, the Holy Ghost check you. Don't do that. So you don't. And the devil's trap that He had set up for you, you miss it. You're at the right place at the right time. Again and again and again. You know the right thing to say. Yeah. Amen. You make the right decisions. Not because you're so brilliant and smart, but because you have somebody in you who knows everything about everything. And He's your helper. Yes. Thank you, Lord. People go through life, even Christians. Millions of Christians are not Spirit-led. Don't even try to be. They're head-led. They're emotion-led. They're feeling-led. Logic-led. Reasoning led, circumstance led. But you and I are not supposed to be all of that led. We're supposed to be Holy Spirit led, and we are. And I believe this church is growing, and we'll have a church full of Spirit led people. Amen. And we'll just hear constant stream of testimonies how that the Lord protected you from this and spared you from that and helped you to do this because you followed Him. Let's read our text and go further into this today. Romans 8 and 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Can sons of God expect to be led by the Spirit of God? Thank God they can. He said, "We've not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." How many understand following the Spirit of God, you won't wind up in bondage? He'll lead you out of bondage, into freedom, out of fear, into peace and comfort, out of defeat, into victory. The Spirit itself, or as most modern translations bring out, Himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Does the Spirit of God let you know when you're born again? If I asked you today, are you born again? What would you say?
Yes.
Do you know you're born again?
Yes.
How do you know that? The day you got saved, the day you were born again, did you know it once you were?
Yes.
How'd you know it? Did the Holy Spirit let you know on the inside?
Yes.
Bear witness, somebody other than yourself on the inside of you bear witness with you and caused you to know that you are now a cleansed child of God.
Amen.
Well, if He could let you know that, He could let you know other things.
Yes.
Right? If he could communicate that to you, he could communicate other things to you. You know, some people, you know, and I realize it has to do with some of the phraseology that some Christians use, that, you know, always saying, you know, God told me this and God told me that. And other folk that they're not familiar with these phrases, they say, that bothers me. One fellow said it one time. He said, that bothers me. All these people always, you know, God told me and God told me, and all these people always hearing from God, supposedly. And the other fellow spoke up, they was talking to, said, I tell you what bothers me is all these people who never hear from God. And we should be hearing from God all the time. But I think one of the issues is how he speaks to us. Don't try to hear audible voices. Don't go by hot flashes or cold flashes or goosebumps. Don't put out fleeces. Don't do these things. Learn to be led internally by the witness. Everybody say the witness. Praise God. Well, in this past Sunday, in talking about the special offering, and most of the service went towards that, actually, to me, I saw the wisdom of God. The whole thing was an example of what we've been teaching on. It really, really was, because 8 years ago, Kevin was led to give me a jacket. And he did. Everybody say he did. It wasn't convenient for him. It wasn't easy for him. It was taking all the faith they had to go to Bible school and have food to eat and gas money. But he obeyed God and put that little jacket on layaway, $150, and paid it out and got it and brought it to me and gave it to me. Now, a lot of folk would think, well, you know, that's material things. That's no big deal. It is a big deal. It's just a little old jacket. It's just $150. What is that? To God, it's a big deal. Did you hear me? People make fun of us because they say, well, y'all put too much emphasis on material things. Y'all put too much emphasis on believing for stuff and doing this and that. It's only wrong when it's done in selfishness and self-centeredness. But the thing is, the Bible teaches if you're not faithful in natural things, you're not going to get bigger charges of spiritual things. If you're not faithful in that which is least, you're not going to get promoted and allowed to handle bigger things or more significant things. How many understand God is smart? And if you don't know how to handle $5, if you can't obey on a jacket, is he going to use you to raise people from the dead? I doubt it. Did you hear me? If you won't obey on the little stuff, then you're not going to obey on the big stuff either. And you must prove yourself and pass tests. And if you pass tests on the little things, then it gets bigger. And it gets bigger. And it gets more important and more significant. Well, he obeyed. And he bought me that little jacket and he brought it. And I enjoyed it and I thanked him for it. And that's all I knew about Kevin Kozan. Well, then here 8 years later, everybody say 8 years. How many believe in sowing and reaping?
Yes.
How many understand you don't always reap the next day after you sow? Or even the next week or month? Of course, now we, Faith Life Church, are right now in a season of reaping. A season of harvest. We are. But here, 8 years later, actually back in the summer, Kevin Kozad was coming up in my... I'd be out on the road preaching, doing something, and in my room praying, and Kevin Kozad... I thought, Kevin Kozad? I didn't hardly even know who Kevin Kozad was. I just vaguely remembered something. And I told, asked our secretary, look this up. Let's find out about. I got on the internet and tried to find out about and found he had a website. And they're MXers for Jesus. And I thought, well, praise God. That's great. Maybe the Lord deal with me to do something for him. And I'd go for a month and not think about it. Came up to me again about Kevin Kozad. I called him finally. I was trying to play one day. Actually, out at the lake, trying to swim and play a little bit. How many believe you can be led out at the lake?
Yeah.
And I couldn't get away from it. I got on the dock and quit doing what I was doing. And I called Jan, our secretary. I said, Jan, you know, I got to get a hold of this guy. And sitting there on the dock, I got a hold of him on the cell phone. Thank God for cell phones. And I said, hey, Kevin, what are you doing? He said, Brother Moore, it's you. I said, yeah. He said, why are you calling me? I said, I want to say hi to you. He said, oh, praise God, everything all right? I said, yeah, I'm not calling you to rebuke you. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I said, I was his instructor, you understand. I actually had him in his lab class. He had to preach in front of me. And I critiqued him. Yeah. It was all fine. Everything went fine. But anyway, he talked to me, told me what they were doing in the vision that God had put them back in the motocross. People were getting saved. And I said, well, are you believing for something? Are you got your faith? He said, yeah. And he told me about, you know, their rundown truck in the middle of all those nice factory semis and Kenworths and Peterbilts and all that kind of stuff. And he said, we're believing for a truck. And I said, well, how much is it? What's going on? He told me. I said, well, I'm going to believe with you. And I prayed with him over the phone and we joined faith. I thought, well, you know, maybe that's it. Every time I thought about it, I'm thanking God for his truck. I'm in faith with him. Well, a couple of more months roll by. Here comes Kevin Cozad. And finally I realized I got to do something else with this. And so I called him and I said, can y'all come to be in church with us sometime? And they're busy every Sunday out racing and winning people to the Lord. And he said, yeah. He said, if you think we should. I said, I do. I said, we want to join with you and believe with you on this, and we'll receive an offering. Of course, he didn't know what it would be. But they finally did come. And praise God, I mean, just in one fell swoop, there's almost $100,000 came in. Last Sunday, we've committed another $130,000. Now that's a return on a $150 jacket. Did you hear me? People holler about, well, you know, a hundredfold. I don't know if I believe in that hundredfold. Hey, this is beyond hundredfold. Huh? What would this be close to? Close to thousandfold. Is that too big for God to do something like? Certainly not. So, you know, don't limit God. Don't talk wrong. But anyway, the whole thing had to do with being led. He was led to give a coat. What if he hadn't have done that? Would there have been the same connection 8 years later for the Lord to deal with me, to bring it, for me to even know who he was? Because sometimes we had 1,000 students in one class. A lot of times you never got to know people personally. How would I have known who he was for the Lord to deal? I had no idea we'd have a Faith Life Church 8 years ago, but the Lord knew. Amen. All about being led all along the way. So what we're talking to you about, I'm calling keys to increased sensitivity. Keys to increased sensitivity are keys to successfully living the Spirit-led life. And this one we've already gotten into with last week's offering. And that is yieldedness. Yieldedness. When the Holy Spirit deals with you, you must respond. You must yield.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Keys to Increased Sensitivity, Yielding, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1221. That's R-1221. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.